So the idea of Colorado Resistance is really to make sure people that are so engaged right now, so mobilized in making sure that they are using their time, their energy, their resources effectively to create change in their own communities. And for us, what we think is the most important thing someone could do right now is, yes, to engage in federal level stuff, to fight back against the Trump administration when they do something that is against their values, but also more importantly, to work on a state level and work on electing progressive people and working on behalf of progressive issues at the state capitol, because those are in many ways where the frontline fights are occurring these days.
Well, we're 9 months after the inauguration, and 9 months ago we saw a lot of activism. Are we still seeing the same level of engagement and activism, I suppose? I mean, we are seeing people on the streets, but are we seeing them in the same capacity? Are we seeing them in the same numbers? Is the energy still there 9 months later?
I think the energy is there. I mean, I think it's a there's a psychological problem, when every single day, it seems like we wake up and we look at our news notifications or whatever, and we just see another attack on our basic rights or our basic values. And so I think, some people, it's too much to get out there on the street, in the street every single day. And that's obvious and to be expected. But I would say we haven't seen fewer people engaged. I would say it just is taking on a different form, and I think that's normal. Being on the out in the streets is sometimes an initial reaction to make sure people understand they're not alone. People know they're not alone right now. People know that that the majority of Americans are with them on so many of these issues we're seeing coming out of D.C. And now, really, what we need people to do is take action and do specific activities that are going to result in change.
Well, you are looking ahead to 2018. There will be a whole bunch of seats open for the state legislature at
That's
that
right.
point. Do you have candidates identified or have self-identified at this point? Or is this really starting from the beginning to get people thinking about getting involved in politics mm-hmm. at that level?
Yeah, there are candidates identified. In many districts, there's more than one candidate identified, which is great. That it shows that there's just a lot of excitement and energy and enthusiasm out there. We as Colorado Resistance are really trying to play the role of identifying and directing people where they can spend their time most effectively and most efficiently. So we are narrowing down the legislative seats that we think are so important to taking back the state Senate, holding the state House, holding the governor's seat and many of the other statewide races as well. And we're identifying what we think are the most winnable. Where can we flip from a conservative that is just, every single day basically falls into line with the Trump administration and replace them with someone who's reasonable, more progressive, and actually represents Colorado's values.
Which seats have you identified?
So a handful. I mean, there's, Senate District 16, for instance, which probably doesn't mean a whole lot to most listeners, but it actually includes parts of Boulder County, includes Superior. And it goes up to Evergreen and Conifer and includes Golden. And then there's a couple of districts in Jefferson County and Adams County. So, districts that aren't very far. They're for the most part in the Front Range. They're suburban areas. There's also a district in the mountains, Senate District 5, which is currently held by Carrie Donovan, who's a colleague of mine in the state Senate. She's done a great job and she's up for re-election, but it's a difficult district. And we need to make sure that we hang on to that so that we can pursue common sense policies here in Colorado next legislative session. And most importantly, so we can join the national resistance. We're seeing states like California and Washington really push back, and not only passing laws in their own states that are counter to what we're seeing coming out of D.C., but actually pushing back on the laws coming out of D.C. and suing them and taking them to the court, and more often than not, actually winning. So Colorado can join that, but we need to win the state Senate back. We need to win the attorney general's office. We need to make sure we have a progressive governor. And so that's why this is so critically important.
You are already an elected state
yep.
legislator. You're a Democrat.
I am.
What's the relationship between Colorado Resistance and the Democratic Party?
You know, there is no formal relationship. Colorado Resistance is what we call an independent expenditure committee, which is just a kind of a technical campaign finance term where it's an entity that operates independently of any political party, of any candidate. And really the purpose is to organize and mobilize the grassroots to have an impact on the upcoming election. So not to say vote for Democrats every time, all the time, not to work on behalf of a candidate, but to engage and mobilize grassroots people to support the candidates that we and they think are the ones we should be supporting.
And they could be independents or Greens or from other political parties.
Sure, absolutely. We will identify which candidates we're focusing on and putting our resources towards. But, you know, I think the reality is, whether we like it or not, we primarily live in a two-party system, and that's true in Colorado. And so for us, you know, there are clearly honorable and big picture reforms we need to make when it comes to the party structures and how our politics works. However, at this moment, when we literally have Nazis in the street and our president says that that's maybe just okay and fine, when we literally are sending 800,000 kids potentially to a country that they've never known as their home, when we literally are gutting the EPA, we think we need to stop the bleeding and move forward rather than just moving backwards. And in many ways, more often than not, my opinion is that electing a progressive Democrat in some of these very razor-thin targeted districts is the fastest and most efficient way to get there.
The upcoming launch party for Colorado Resistance is Sunday, September 24th, 3 p.m., the Rayback Collective in Boulder. We'll put more information at news.kgnu.org. In the meantime, the Resistance Handbook and all of the information is available at coloradoresistance.org.
That's right. Yep.
State Senator Steve Benberg, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.